Hi everyone, welcome to Channel 9. My name is Benjamin Wright-Jones and I'm a solution architect in the Data Insights Centre of Excellence. We work with customers around the world to help them drive value through data and analytics. This might drive competitive advantage and productivity. Today I'm going to talk to you about how Data Insights drives business value in manufacturing and some of our experiences of working with customers in this industry. Before I do that, I'm going to talk to you briefly about other industries and scenarios which are interesting outside of manufacturing. So briefly, before going on to discuss process manufacturing, I'll talk about some of these use cases. So in oil and gas, for example, oil sample analysis is important. So predicting the quality of oil samples as it impacts the downstream machinery and the performance of that machinery. So we can use Azure Analytics to automate some of this activity and provide productivity gains. Also provide recommendations of actions to take on the oil samples. In manufacturing, discrete and process manufacturing, anomaly detection can be very useful and important. Also predictive maintenance can play an important role here too. So trying to predict when machinery is failing, it might be heating or cooling too quickly. Important to call out here that this might actually drive some new data points to be captured, such as when equipment is washed or cleaned. Those kind of data points might not be captured today. Also in finance, identification of transaction fraud or predicting credit risk scores, also common themes we're seeing. In retail and distribution, where there's a complex supply chain, thousands of different products, it's also useful to use Azure Analytics to automate some of that activity. Human error and entry might create duplicate products, so we can use machine learning and text analytics to automate and identify some of those duplicates. And in aviation, where companies want to get a better understanding of fuel use and efficiency during flight and the stages of flight, also interesting and common themes for organisations. So hopefully that gives you an idea of some of the themes we're looking at in the different industries today. So now let's talk about a specific scenario in manufacturing, and I mean process manufacturing specifically. The rise of connected devices, Internet of Things, is creating new and interesting scenarios for manufacturing. When we talk to manufacturing organisations, we might start with a strategy conversation, such as empowering employees through digital transformation or driving an open data culture, turning into a data-driven organisation. Current processes might be very manual. Data loss might be a problem. So the lost Excel file on a laptop or under a desk is a common scenario for companies wanting to address their data problems. As value of data is being realised, it can drive deeper insights and competitive advantages. Some of the benefits for manufacturing specifically might be around empowering employees, so productivity gains, or driving an open data culture from employees down through the supply chain. And these business benefits might be things like audit and compliance, so ensuring they have end-to-end data capture and storing data for as long as possible or within the audit and compliance requirements. Communication, so explanation of results to the supply chain and driving data transparency for everyone. There might be a benefit in terms of driving and accelerating product innovation and delivery, so actually getting products on shelves faster or delivering products to consumers faster. And then finally, cost savings through predictive maintenance, so ensuring better uptime and saving money that way. Also interesting scenarios. So it's important to think about these kind of benefits and vision before embarking on manufacturing scenarios. I'm now briefly going to talk about ingredients for success before talking about the building blocks and solutions for manufacturing. So I've listed here four pillars. Ingredients for success. So really important that we work together with the business users, and this can be people such as operators, engineers, directors, legal and compliance, IT from enterprise architecture to developers, a variety and myriad of roles engaged from day zero on these kind of initiatives. Having a shared vision is really important. So are we all heading in the same direction, starting out on that day zero with a goal in mind? Understanding the business processes and data. So really important that we get these subject matter experts in the room and engaged to help drive a technology solution that can add value and outcomes for the business. And finally, sponsorship. So VP, director level, CXO type sponsorship. So is the value recognized? Is it aligned to a strategy? Really important that this level of sponsorship is behind these kinds of initiatives. Before we embark on these kind of initiatives though, really important that we understand the approach that we're going to take. So now I'm going to talk about how to kind of start on the journey of advanced analytics in manufacturing. So I've listed here some of the things to think about. So start with the business value and aligning to the strategic organizational goals. So that might be things like I've mentioned before, open data culture or accelerated innovation. Occasionally, return on investment is discussed in terms of productivity gains. So data and technology allows us to optimize and deliver products faster to market. It can be sometimes difficult to tie down an actual dollar figure to this. Build and communicate a shared vision. So storyboards can be a really useful mechanism to create the shared vision and communicate a day in the life and value of technology in the manufacturing process. The project entry point might be a proof of concept, that is a time box exercise, testing a design idea, and often these are throwaway, or a pilot. So this is a production release to a limited audience that might mature into a fully fledged production solution. Also important to drive this kind of agile mentality. So working with users, having a fail fast approach. So rapid iterations of, is this valuable to you? What does this mean? Really, really close, tied team bonding way of working. Embedding the technology team with the business users to ensure this fail fast approach. We found agile delivery to be really effective in data-driven projects, and it's great for businesses as it's story-driven. Prioritised by the product owner, a backlog of work can be developed, weekly show and tells to kind of show progress to the stakeholders. And we can leverage the Visual Studio system to kind of keep track of this. And the Kanban board provides progress and visibility of that progress as we progress through the proof of concept or pilot scope. So now I'm going to talk about the actual building blocks for a manufacturing solution and what this might look like. So on the next slide, I have a presentation slide about a conceptual architecture. Here are some of the building blocks for a manufacturing solution. So looking at the bottom, we have manufacturing telemetry. So this might come from a SCADA system, system capture and data acquisition, which might come from a number of different manufacturers. We have a capture app, so people who actually work on the manufacturing rigs might want to capture data about what's happening, observations, audio, visual. In the blue boxes, we have some of the data types, the information that's collected, so photos, video, measurements, so what's actually happening and interesting data points. This could be things like when water was added, what's the temperature, comments or audio descriptions that people, operators or engineers want to add. The level above that is more of a technology infrastructure layer. So this is talking about the capabilities that enable a solution for manufacturing. On the left, we have the field gateway. For proof of concept, this was implemented using a combination of CLR, SQL CLR, a .NET service on a human machine interface which ran on the SCADA system. We published data into Azure IoT Hub, and this data was persisted in a SQL database, which is a platform as a service capability. Data Factory is great for orchestration, so moving data to different storage types. In this case, we move data into Azure Analysis Services, which provides a great multi-dimensional view of the data. And it's really a great friendly model for users to slice and dice the data and understand what's happening during the manufacturing process. So people might want to look at, you know, what were the temperatures being recorded? What were the interesting observations and data points? And then Power BI was actually the way to light up that data. So we can bring together these observations and sensor data and show that to the users. There's some really great visualizations that allow you to do this. So Power BI was the delivery mechanism for the data that we capture. Office 365 provided the collaboration platform for the operators and engineers to come together and share the data and collaborate. So when we look back at this manufacturing solution, what were the outcomes? What were the data insights for the organization? So increasing productivity was one of the key ones. So can we understand, you know, how we manufacture products by year, month, by engineer? Are they reproducible? How did it compare and contrast against the previous manufacturing process and the products that we developed? We get a holistic view of the process, combining observational and machine data. And that's really an important and rich point. Bringing together those data types was incredibly valuable. Accessibility of the data and driving that transparency for the culture and the workforce, really important. Being able to communicate the results to the supply chain and different offices around the world. And then also thinking about reducing the cost of repair. So predictive maintenance can be important here. But I would call out that some manufacturers overinvest in maintenance because uptime can be so important. So predictive maintenance might not be always an interesting scenario for manufacturers. Things like anomaly detection could be of more interest. So now I'm going to talk about some of the challenges we encountered when we engage on these manufacturing initiatives. So starting at the top, integration with third-party hardware. So it's important not to underestimate this. So the time required to understand the interfaces for SCADA equipment, liaising with the hardware vendors, the supported interface mechanisms. Really important to get together with the hardware and software vendors in the room and understand this and what are the supported processes. Change management, establishing a good process. So liaising with the third-party vendors. So this is important because when we're talking about deploying solutions and integrating with on-premise manufacturing equipment, there might be different places where solutions could break, from SCADA systems changing, HMI software changing, and impacting the downstream Azure solution. The ability to troubleshoot on-premise field gateway failures. So actually the ingestion and publication of the sensor data into Azure. So really important that we capture all that diagnostic information and store it in a cloud environment for debugging. You know, this really kind of avoids the problem of an engineer having to go up to the SCADA system and plug in directly to it to look at diagnostic logs. Machine data interpretation. So often data might be obscure, so you'll need to engage the subject matter experts about translating this data and understanding what it means. Understanding the operators who point out the interesting and useful data points, and working with the hardware vendor to kind of map that translation of sensor XYZ means actually this, and providing a friendly name back to the end user. Think about the data model considerations. So consider end user reporting requirements, because sometimes this is where the value actually lies, right? So getting in a room, workshopping this together, looking at, you know, what are the data points that actually drive value for us as a business. When thinking about data models, SUN modeling can actually be a great approach for doing this. So looking at the dimensions which will be useful for reporting. Think about data granularity. So IoT data can actually be millisecond or beyond this in terms of the grain. And that frequency can actually be too high for end users. So they might want to report at data at the 30-second granularity or the 1-minute granularity. So kind of deciding on this is important. And this is where Azure Analysis Services has been really powerful for manufacturers, because they can aggregate and build hierarchies on the data, giving the users the insight and the power they need to kind of slice and dice this data and make decisions. Also think about the archiving and storage strategy. So longer term, we're capturing all this data over a period of years. How can we move it to cold storage and think about our cost reduction? Really important topics. So hopefully that's given you a view of some of the interesting challenges to think about on the manufacturing journey and when you're wanting to try and build solutions for IoT. Some of the considerations now. So I've bucketed these into technical and non-technical. To start with, data understanding and data quality assessment. So spending time on actually translating and understanding the business process. What do these data points mean? Is the data good enough to support what we're trying to do here? And this is mapping to some of the elements in the CRISP-DM data mining methodology or team data science process that Microsoft have adopted, which is based on CRISP-DM. Strategic planning, so really important to think about the longer term potential of what you're doing in terms of the solution. So looking beyond deployment for a specific business unit, but to deployment to manufacturing sites around the globe. Think about potential reuse of solution artifacts. So can we take what we've done for a POC and pilot and replicate that around the globe to other manufacturing sites? Can we reuse these assets, you know, in terms of reducing cost and effort to deploy this elsewhere? And again, storage strategy. So I was referring to understanding volumetrics, you know, growth over time, year on year, as this impacts the downstream cost forecasts and the budget that's required to support these cloud type scenarios. And from a non-technical point of view, machine learning may take time to understand the kind of scenarios. So investing time in initial discovery or exploration phase to identify the value of machine learning for manufacturing scenarios. Support model, establishing a support model because of the myriad of hardware software vendors involved, from SCADA to IoT ingestion to Microsoft Azure Cloud. You know, there's a myriad of organizations involved, so understanding where the entry point is for support is important. Cloud and analytics maturity. So this is kind of understanding the cultural shift in moving to a cloud-based solution for manufacturing. So think of people, process and technology and what this means for your organization. Are the people ready and enabled to kind of take on the technology? Do they have the necessary skills and understanding to use the data, make decisions? Do you have information management and COE functions to help support them? All really interesting and important points. And also the cost model. So shifting to a cloud solution, you have to think about the consumption model and how your costs may change over time. So forecasting costs year on year from one manufacturing site to multiple manufacturing sites. Important points. And these perhaps are not so specific to manufacturing per se, but can be applied to other industries. So hopefully that's given you a good idea of some of the challenges and considerations to think about for manufacturing scenarios and advanced analytics. And kind of to conclude and wrap it up, I'll just kind of summarize the takeaway concepts. So collaboration, so making sure everyone's involved from day zero, stakeholder involvement, specifically end users is crucial, daily interactions and driving this kind of fail fast mentality, involving a cross section of roles from the business to understand the value and the vision. Important to also call out here that Deeper insights is achieved when actually combining the machine and the observational data and bringing that together. So the sensor data that's generated from the manufacturing equipment and combining that with the observations that's made by the operators and engineers, such as, you know, when was the machine cleaned? When did we add water? What's the temperature? All those data points really interesting and allow us to build deep insights and value for the business. And then thinking ahead to global deployment. So do we have a pattern here we can reuse? Can we reuse the technical components from the cloud solution so we can minimize downstream cost and effort? Understanding ownership and change management and the support model needs to be well defined. So have a clear understanding of the roles and responsibilities in the support model, the change management process from entry to exit, SCADA to cloud to end user insight. So hopefully that's been a good kind of initial insight into advanced analytics and manufacturing and some of the things to think about. Please feel free to drop me a note. I've concluded my email address on the slides. The slides will be also available to you. Contact me at benjones@microsoft.com. Happy to help. If you have any questions or comments, please add them below this Channel 9 session. But thanks for listening. I'm Benjamin Wright-Jones, and this is Channel 9.